Good morning. Today we are starting our next segment of questions as it relates to Kolbi Isha Erva. The first discussion that we had was dealing with hearing the voice of a woman that you don't recognize, you don't know what she looks like, hearing it from a tape recorder, an MP3, your phone, etc. And then we went on to the discussion of how about Trei Kali Lo Mishtameh, if you have multiple women singing together, men and women singing together in the context of Kiruv and the like. Is there a problem of Kolbi Isha Erva or not? And now we're going to talk in our third segment about from whom is it prohibited or permitted to hear Kolbi Isha Erva. And our focus is going to be primarily on the family unit. For example, hearing from one's wife, hearing from one's daughters and the like. When is it permitted? When is it prohibited? And today our specific question is going to be singing zmiros, psukim, and the like with one's wife, and we're going to divide up. Today we're going to focus on when she's not a nida. So when she is permitted to the husband, is he permitted to sing zmiros and tefillas and the like with her or not? And our next discussion will be, if this is permitted, how about when she is a nida? So we're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Asu Lishmo Kol Erva, it's prohibited to hear the voice of an Erva. An Erva is somebody that you are prohibited to, a close relative, not your wife, a sister, etc. So that is an Erva, a married woman, a woman who is a Nida, even if she's single. And says the Beis Shmuel on that halacha that you can't hear the kol, the singing voice of an erva, somebody who is prohibited to you, that Yisro who al kol erva, the voice is to hear the prohibition is here to the kol, the voice of the erva, but to hear the voice of your wife is permitted. So no problem typically hearing the singing voice of one's wife. But then the Beis Shmuel adds, ela beis tefila asur. However, at the time of davening, when you are davening, you're saying Kriyat Shema, you're saying Shemoneh Esrei, you're davening, that is not the proper time to be hearing the voice of even your wife. So typically, yes, but during the davening context, and we'd say the same with learning as we see shortly, you're learning Torah, that's not the time to be hearing even your wife, even when she's not a Nida. So in fact, when it comes to singing zmiros, when it comes to singing psukim, etc., we're going to see two somewhat divergent views. The view of Rav Eliashiv, it's brought in the Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael as follows: Ba'al mutar lashir zmiros Shabbos af kishi ishto shara imo. A husband is permitted to sing zmiros on Shabbos with his wife when she's not in nida, even though there's the singing together. That's not a problem, but he has a condition to it. Ubilvach lo yaskir psukim or shemot. As long as you are not saying psukim or the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, zmiros is going to be permitted on Shabbos. No psukim, not the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is apparently a little bit more makel. He starts out, Rav Eliashiv permits zmiros, but simply not psukim and the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach brought in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, says it's mutar mi'ikar adin to say zmiros on Shabbos, to sing zmiros on Shabbos with one's wife when she's not in nida. Af al pi shenemar b'em psukim, even though it does include psukim, and even Eishes Chayil and the like is going to be permitted. So he seems to be more lenient than the Rav Eliashiv. Both of them agree zmiros is fine, but the question is, how about psukim in the name of Hashem, where Rav Eliashiv was machmir and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is lenient? Now the Halicha Shlomo is where also Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach brings in the name of the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah that it's usher to say divrei Torah at the time that you hear your wife, even if she's not a nida, when you hear her singing. So as we said before, that it would apply to Kriyat Shema Shemoneh Esrei. We're saying divrei Torah as well. But zmiros are different. Zmiros are permitted. Why? De'omrim osam derech zimra v'shevach. This is a song. This is a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not saying it as limud ha-Torah. And that's why zmiros is treated differently. But we do have the machlokes habab sukim and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there Rav Eliashiv is machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is lenient. Nonetheless, the Tshuvas Avne Yashpeh, he brings Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that when you are talking about your wife and she's not in need, you can sing zmiros. They are not considered like divrei Torah, which would be problematic. Nonetheless, Avne Yashpeh says, "Shera'ui shetashir ishto b'sheket shlo yishma ba'ala." She prefers that the wife should sing not so loudly so the husband does not hear her. But nonetheless, we see from here, Zmiras, totally acceptable, wife, husband singing together. But we have that machlokas when it comes to psukim, shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and limud HaTorah. When it comes to the psukim and shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Eliashiv is machmir, Rosh Shlomo Zalman of Auerbach is lenient even for Eshet Chayil and the like. And Amir Tashem, our next conversation will be how about when the wife is a nida. That will add complications to the question of can we continue saying zmiros are permitted, or is that going to cause a problem? Have a wonderful day.